customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
89052.
And your first and last name?
Linda Rumps.
Thank you. I do apologize. I am not able to locate an account with your first, last name, or zip code.
I've got two charges from you guys on my most recent credit card statement.
All right. Can you provide the first six and the last four of your card number?
The last four of the card number is 6785.
6785.
Uh-huh.
I need the first six. That's only four.
The first, okay, that was the last four. The first six is 521333.
So 521333?
Yes, that's the first
Thank
six.
You. And your first and last name?
Linda Rumps.
Could have been under a different first name?
Nope.
Well, I'm not able to locate an account then with the first six and the last four.
Well, how do I get these charges to stop occurring on my credit card statement? Do I have to cancel my credit card?
Can you provide the first and last name, please?
Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Rumps.
Can you verify your spouse's first name?
James.
Thank you. And the address, please.
2549 Misty Olive Avenue, Henderson, Nevada, 89052.
Thank you. So locate an account for a daily plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. Did you do like a survey for Amazon, Costco, Walmart, CVS, or Walgreens?
No, I don't do surveys.
Did your spouse?
I don't know.
Okay, so would you like to talk to, let's see. Yeah, so it does show that I can go ahead and get your account canceled. And as a courtesy, I've issued you a refund of $35 because there is a non-refundable $5 fee at which the $35 will be back in your account within 5 to 7 business days.
And I won't see any more of these charges?
No.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your help, Brittany.
You're welcome, and I have your cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Okay, ready.
C as in Charlie, 558153.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer care. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.